This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Here's a question we don't often ask on Marketplace. How do our brains work? That's one of the most basic biological questions about the human race, and it turns out the Obama administration wants to answer it. The White House is working on a multi-billion dollar plan to map human brain activity. Details could be announced as early as next month. Scientists say the decade-long project could spark new medical devices, new therapies, and, okay, here's the marketplacey part, business opportunities that could fuel economic growth. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
The goal of this project is bold. Understand how the brain works and figure out how to influence or manipulate the mind. Ralph Greenspan is the associate director of the Kavli Institute for Brain and Mind at the University of California, San Diego. Greenspan says right now, the brain moves too quickly to assess and measure what happens when we play the piano or recognize a tune.
All believe that being able to do that is a key step in understanding how the brain does what it does.
If we can unlock the answers to those questions, Greenspan says he and his colleagues can tackle trickier ones, like what's happening in the brains of people with Alzheimer's or schizophrenia.
That can lead us towards ways to try to bring back balance where things are out of balance.
Greenspan thinks this project will spawn tons of new business for the pharmaceutical industry, of course, and the larger medical field. But the possibilities for high tech may be even greater, says NYU psychology professor Gary Marcus.
I wrote a piece in the New York Times a few years ago about having basically Google built into your brain. That's going to become a reality.
The brain mapping project hasn't been unveiled yet. Scientists, though, believe this initiative could boost the nation's economic growth substantially. But NYU's Marcus says if the U.S. doesn't pour money into the brain, we could lose our intellectual capital.
Scientists need money to do their work, and it's been a tough funding climate here lately.
Marcus says with the EU pursuing a similar project, the country faces a brain drain if it doesn't pony up some cash quick. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.